listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
Welcome back. We are joined by my friend and colleague at the Center for Security Policy, its senior advisor to our Mengus Hemispheric Security Project. He is Dr. Luis Fleischman, the editor of the Mengus Project's America's Report, an invaluable resource on what is happening in the Latin American region and what it means for us here at home. He is the author, most recently, of Latin America in the Post-Chavez Age, the Security Threat to the United States, and always a welcome guest here. Luis, thank you very much for joining us.
Always a pleasure to be here with you, Frank.
You have been writing about a rather remarkable thing, I have to say. That is the fundamental transformation, I guess, of a fellow by the name of Luis Almagro, the Secretary General of the Organization of American States, at least with respect to the escalating crisis in Venezuela. Tell us a little bit about him and the role he's currently playing and whether it might make a difference in the future situation with respect to Venezuela.
Well, Frank, Luis Almagro has been one of the most pleasant surprises we have had in this tumultuous world called Latin America and the region. Luis Almagro is a former foreign minister for José Mujica. José Mujica is a former president of Uruguay that basically supported Chavez and supported Castro.
So he was playing for the wrong team in that period, at least.
That is correct. He was playing for the wrong team. And when he was elected the Secretary General of the Organization of American States, I was even interviewed by one of the papers in Latin America asking me, what do I think about the appointment of Almagro? I said, well, he is going to be worse than the previous one, Insulza, who basically was totally subordinated to the what is called the left, and including the extreme left, such as Hugo Chavez. It happened to be that Mr. Almagro, once he received that position in the Organization of American States, he totally moved, became the number one and the champion of fighting for human rights and regime change in Venezuela, and that was remarkable, even though he has not had enough support from his bosses.
What kind of response is he getting from others in the organization, for that matter, including our own government?
Well, it is my impression that behind the scenes, I think many of the presidents or the leaders of the different Latin American countries support Almagro's actions, but very much behind the scenes. In other words, when you say behind the scenes, means there are no enough denunciations, there is not enough action to impose sanctions on Venezuela. And by the way, Almagro, I had the opportunity to have dinner with him a couple of weeks ago, and I also heard him in public speeches in Miami, and he basically told me that sanctions, and he told also the public in general, that sanctions is the response. Sanctions is the response and must come from the United States and the European Union. And what he told me mainly, basically what he told us in public and also in private, is that the only ones capable of basically bringing that change, making changes in that regime, or at least in the behavior of that regime, are the Americans.
Okay. Again, Luis, the problem with that, of course, as you know so well, is that there are many in Latin America, even governments that are now on the right, that have come about as a result of repudiation of the Chavistas in Latin American country after country, that, you know, you can't align yourselves with the gringos, the Americans. And so I assume that's probably why many of these governments, if they are aligning themselves more or less with an anti-Chavez line, are unwilling to do so publicly. But can you get past that lingering problem in the region, do you think? And if so, is Luis Almagro the man to try to help bring it about?
Yes, I think so. And at this point, the problem with countries in Latin America is that they are willing to talk, but most of their talk is about they call on the Venezuelan government to hold elections and to, democratize the regime. This is an empty statement because the Venezuelan regime is a totalitarian state. It's a totalitarian state, and totalitarian states usually don't give up. It's like asking Hitler to give up anti-Semitism or asking Stalin to give up communism or democratizing.
They use elections to get into power. They don't use elections to lose it, right?
Correct, and the elections at this point are fraudulent. So, and on the other hand, the Latin American countries are not willing to take the step forward of isolating Venezuela the way they should. So the appearance of Luis Almagro with Nikki Haley next to him at this Security Council, I think, was extremely important.
Nikki Haley, of course, being our ambassador to the United Nations.
Now, we're ambassador to the United Nations, and for the first time, I heard from an American voice saying that that Venezuela is not only a threat to its own citizens, but also to the United States and the region. And that is something that at the CSP, at the Center for Security Policy, we've been saying it for more than a decade now, a decade and a half, almost two.
Very, very volubly, thanks to, in no small measure to your help. But this is also noteworthy, is it not, Louise Fleischman, because Nikki Haley's message is very much at odds with the kind of line that has been promoted by Thomas Shannon, a Foreign Service officer and longtime denizen of the senior ranks of the State Department, who has been very much under successive presidents, pushing back on the truth, as we've been telling it, and now Nikki Haley is as well. Does this mean that his star is finally fading in the Trump administration, do you think?
Well, yes, I hope so. I hope so. The only problem is, since there are not enough appointments at this point in the State Department, like, for instance, we don't have an undersecretary of State for Latin American Affairs that can have, let's say, control and be loyal to the right policies.
Namely the ones that Donald Trump seems to want to follow and Nikki Haley is describing.
That's correct. And so Donald Trump, in my opinion, needs to appoint people that actually go along with this line of thinking. Otherwise, Thomas Shannon will survive there forever. I know that now he was appointed to be somewhere in the climate change or whatever. But in any event, the Thomas Shannon survived in the State Department because there was not enough attention paid by the White House, or the wrong attention, let's say, paid by the White House on what is going on. So eventually Thomas Shannon became the architect of that failed policy of being complacent with the Venezuelans and with the Cubans, when in fact they are our enemies. I've never seen such a self-inflicted wounds as the State Department under Shannon actually has done. So I'm happy to see him gone.
Dr. Louise Fleischman, there's so much more to talk about, not least the apparent the approaching bankruptcy of Venezuela and its implications, whether there will be bailouts by some of the regimes. You mentioned the Cubanos who are in there propping up the regime, but perhaps the Russians and the Chinese or Iranians will do more of the same. I know you'll be tracking all of this closely at the Mengus Hemispheric Security Project, and therefore the rest of us who are consumers of the America's Report will be the smarter for it. We'll look forward to watching what you produce there and to having you back very soon. In the meantime, thank you. Stay well. Luis, have a good weekend. Next up, we'll talk with Dr. Harold Rode about how the Islamic mode of warfare is playing out in today's world and what it means for you. That and more straight ahead.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.